What is going on, crypto family? So, hey, we had a great chat, great time hanging out with Angie Lau. She is the CEO and editor-in-chief of Forecast News. They're bringing all kinds of utility to the blockchain space. I'll let her tell you all about that. But she's also best well-known, I think, for probably being one of Bloomberg Television's key anchors. She had that show, First Up with Angie Lau, that had like 350 million viewers across the country. She's a TEDx speaker, a communication advisor to some of the biggest companies out there. She's one super impressive woman. So, can't wait for you to go meet her. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Angie Lau with us. She is the founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief of Forecast News. So thanks a ton for coming on. I can't wait to hear your story and all the stuff that you're doing over there, especially in Hong Kong. You showed me the view. It's incredible. So let's just jump in. Let's hear about Angie. Tell us all about yourself.
It is a lucky day. I mean, it's been raining for a couple of days and the sun's finally peeking out. So this is a good omen for this conversation. And Beatles, before we start, I just want to thank you so much from a broadcast professional to another. It's really cool that you're sharing your platform with me so that we could tell our story. So thank you so much for that.
I don't even mention it. I'm here for the family. Just, you know, everybody needs to be educated and learn more about blockchain. And it's awesome what you're doing there at Forecast. So yeah, by all means, yeah, more than ever on the channel.
Yeah, no, we started Forecast News less than a year ago. We did the math. The idea was really born July 2018. And 320 days later, we have a platform that is really designed to bridge the gap of knowledge and bridge the gap, period, between the blockchain community and mainstream audience. I mean, there's such a huge divide, as you know. So everybody who's in this space understand it. They're amazing in it. The problem is it's so technical, it's so complex that the ability to talk about it to a mainstream audience that is equally as excited about it, that storytelling, that communication, that language isn't there. But that's something I've done for the past 20 years.
It's incredible. So tell us about the past 20 years. Tell us how you became, so affluent in speech, right? You're able to just, start talking about blockchain and start educating people in it. So tell us your background. 20 years. All right. What have you been doing?
Well, it started as a young high schooler who was trying to figure out what she was going to do for the rest of her life.
But now I know you're lying. You weren't in high school 20 years ago.
Longer than that.
Oh, wow.
But thank you. Hey, I use moisturizer and I drink lots of water, just like my mama told me. But she really inspired me, like my father, to really understand the world better. Look, I was born in Hong Kong, but I was raised in Canada. I was 2 years old when our family moved to Toronto, Canada. And I really think that as an immigrant child, I was pretty much the only Asian kid in school for years, handful of Asian kids. And so as a minority, it just really gives you this lesson of recognizing that, this access to knowledge that is so easy for everybody else did not come easily for us as immigrants, right? And I think that emboldened me to understand how powerful knowledge truly can be, that if you're on the other side of it, which often we were, we were at a disadvantage, we were taken advantage of, and or we couldn't seize the opportunity that came. And so we really outsourced that. And if you outsource it to the wrong hands, it can be dangerous, it could be hurtful. And quite often, my entire family was on the other side of that. You know, my parents would depend on me as the eldest child to explain, to share, to inform. I took that to heart. I really think I took that to heart because at 16, when I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do, I have a beautiful, incredible, empowering English teacher, Mr. Jim Stewart. And I tell this story and I say his name proudly because, you know, when there are some people in your life who really, you know, kind of push you in the right direction, he did that for me. This is a journey I've been on for the past 20 years. It has been, as a storyteller, I do two things really well, Beatles. I say that I explain complex things simply, and I kind of make boring things interesting. That has been the skill that I have. It's a skill I have as a journalist. It is a skill that I have as a storyteller. But at the end of the day, it is the heart of what we believe at Forecast, that knowledge empowers. And what I say is this, that the future is already here. The future is being defined right now by blockchain and other emerging technologies. And it is going to be transformative and incredible. And what a tragedy it would be for those who don't understand the future. Because if you don't understand the future, you will never see your place in it. And I'm a mother of a two-year-old. And I've seen and I live and work in a part of the world where if you don't know, if you're misinformed or uninformed or not informed at all, you will never see your place in the future. So our job at Forecast News, and it is very clear to us, is that if we can help you understand the future, then we can help you see your place in it. And that's what we're doing.
Incredible. You know, I love the passion. I love the intensity. You know, I can see it just, you know, radiating through you. So I know that you're loving what you're doing. So what made you pick blockchain of all things, though? What made you just say, you know what, this is what I'm passionate about? Why was it blockchain? When did you get into it?
Look, I come to blockchain selfishly. Okay. I'm a journalist. And if you haven't noticed, media is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Credibility of journalism is under attack. And that's dangerous. It's truly dangerous. And I was coming from traditional media. And I recognize that we are in a point in our human history where technology can scale and empower us. I didn't know anything about blockchain, but I knew the potential of blockchain. And as I was thinking about all of the frustrations and all the minutiae of the things that I wanted to fix in media, I saw a solution in blockchain for authentication, possibly for digital identity, digital authentication of facts, even to micropayments or payments. That's simply how it started. And as I dove into the world, I was looking for as much information as possible. Number one, I didn't find anybody like me. And by like me, I mean journalists of my stature and credibility and platform with the professionalism and the expertise. And we're not in this space, right? There's some really great journalists on the mainstream side who are, but oh my gosh, what a fraction. It's a fraction. I know that journalists are not experts, which is why we've designed our newsroom very differently at Forecast. And I'll tell you a little bit about that later. But as I was looking for more information, right, just like trying to absorb as much as possible and look for these resources, I didn't see that credible stuff that I could trust. And then I didn't find you yet, Beatles. So I was watching a lot of stuff and I was like, oh my God, what is this stuff? And it was during the time, 2018, around that time where, you know, the ICO craze had pretty much collapsed into a crypto winter, where I come from the discipline of business reporting. So for the past 10 years, I was at Bloomberg Television, and I spent the past 7 years here in Asia, and much of it was as the lead anchor for Bloomberg Television with my own morning show here. And I'm used to speaking to a global audience of 350 million around the world. I'm used to that, right? But what I saw with the crypto, you know, the collapse and the ICOs, it was really hurting a lot of people. And a lot in the audience were wondering, what is this? I don't understand it. Is this for real? It's a scam. And I have to say, I seemingly had the same suspicion. I mean, there was no bridge in the middle of experts who could bridge that. Few have, but, you know, more and more of us need to do it. And so really it came from me wanting to think about using blockchain technology for media, for communications, for authentication, not experiencing or finding the kind of quality journalism that most people are used to. And then deciding, well, we could wait for somebody to do it, or we could do it. I went to the Spot Conference here in Hong Kong because as a journalist, if you can't find it, you talk to people who know. And I simply just wanted to absorb as much as possible and talk to the experts on the ground. And these conversations equally mirrored mine, equally mirrored the frustration of quality journalism in the space. We banded together and we created Forecast News.
Now that you've been, you know, you're covering blockchain, you're starting to learn about it more and more, and you're starting to break things down in a simplistic manner for people. What excites you the most about it? Like, what one benefit of blockchain or cryptocurrency just makes you say, this is incredible, it's awesome, I just want to go to the tallest mountain and just, you know, scream it to the people? What's the most exciting thing in blockchain or crypto for you right now?
For the first time in human history, we have the opportunity, thanks to technology, to return the power of the economy back to the individual. Now that's powerful. There are 1.7 billion people on this earth who are unbanked. And you know what? That's a tragedy because they're disenfranchised from the system. They're disempowered, they're disengaged. And with blockchain technology, suddenly the world comes to them. The world can suddenly be open to them. And I have been a business journalist for a very long time. I covered the 2008 global financial crisis. I've covered Wall Street. I've seen socioeconomic divide that is only increasing. I live in Asia. I see it. It's just like America. It's just like the Western world, and probably slightly bigger in terms of the wealth divide. But the thing is, you know, there really is an opportunity with blockchain technology to leapfrog that. I've seen the Wall Street shenanigans, I've seen the corporate shenanigans, I've reported on it, the quarterly, the short-term thinking, and the commoditization of people in a slightly ugly way. I think blockchain empowers people for the very first time in our global economy. For me, that is the potential that I see being the greatest. And I share this with you. I was recently asked to be on the advisory board of Foolproof. This is an organization that teaches financial literacy to high school kids. They're an incredible program across the United States, and they're bringing it to Hong Kong. So they wanted some of us. This is my heart. You know, financial literacy is my heart because it's that thing of knowledge empowering, right? But I told the group, I said, financial literacy actually is more important now than ever before because of what's coming, because the future that is about to come. You can't see opportunity unless you understand it, right? You can have blockchain technology that engages you with a global economy, that turns yourself, your network, your locality into your own micro economy in a macro world. Blockchain does that. But if you're not financially literate, There is no way that even if the opportunity exists before you, you'll maximize it. So financial literacy, more important than ever before. Knowledge, understanding this technology, more than ever before, so important. It's a common theme, and it's true. It's simply about understanding, and that is the job we're all doing in this space.
Yeah, no, there's so many great points there. So many great points. I mean, when you look at blockchain in general, you look at cryptocurrency, you look at the freedoms that it allows people, and they have to have a simple, easy to use interface that allows them the accessibility into blockchain. So that way it can free them, you know, from, I guess, the centralized powers and what they're used to. Like, people aren't able to get a bank account. They're not able to take their money, you know, or spend their money in different parts of the world and all that kind of stuff. And so with a decentralized wallet, with Bitcoin, with Ethereum, stuff like that, they can go anywhere in the world, be their own bank. You know, it's incredible stuff for sure. So I applaud you for what you're bringing to the space and what you're doing at Forecast. So maybe I kind of break down what Forecast is kind of bringing to the people, all the different offerings, the utility that it brings to people, and, you know, kind of like what they can expect in the future from it.
Yeah, no, and this is really a community. So I welcome and really ask the entire community to let us know what is valuable and what is engaging, and to share your knowledge. So head to www.forecast.news, and Beatles is going to have it all over. So thank you for that. But simply what it is real candid conversations. And we're really video and podcast driven as well, because as you know, more and more people are engaging with their mobile phones and their smartphones in a way that they're just not necessarily reading it. They want to engage with video and podcasts, and that's our area of expertise. And really, I bring that sensibility to forecast. Editorially, we are a newsroom of not only journalists, but also expert editorial bench strength. So what do I mean by that? Experts are incredible at helping and understanding their very specific niche of vertical. So that's legal, financial, coders, developers, veterans, right? Whether or not they're able to tell that story, that's a little bit of a weakness. Journalists are really good storytellers, but not necessarily experts. On our team, we go from strength to strength. One's weakness is another person's strength. So that's why we are able to scale knowledge and understanding very, very quickly in a shorter amount of time. Now, I will say that we are doing deep dive and due diligence on stories and projects and issues in the community. So why is this issue? Everybody's buzzing about it. Right? We go a little bit deeper. We bring in those experts. And some of our experts, and we are really blessed to attract some of the top people in the space, because everybody's looking for quality, right? And we want to be that home for them. And a lot of our expert contributors are just joining us. They're sharing their knowledge. They're contributing thought pieces, thought leadership pieces. We're going to be doing some podcasts this week alone on Kick and Bitfinex and, you know, with some of the top legal minds from New York. We just sat down in Paris with Caroline Malcolm, for example. She's the head of Blockchain Policy Center at OECD. As you know, 36 members and nations around the world sat down recently with the head of IOSCO. This is the International Organization for All Securities Exchange Commissions. Sat down with a CFTC head. So these are the caliber of people who you'll find in our space. Increasingly as well, there is a demand from the project side. Hey, look at us, listen to us, share us. That's great. Super, super excited about it. But you know, we want to do our due diligence and our deep dives on those projects before we share them with the community, because we want our community to know that they are the most important to us, no one else. We are 100% aligned with our audience. When I was anchor of Bloomberg Television, I would get a lot of interviews and people would ask, what does being an anchor mean, right? And I don't know what answer they expected from me, but I'll hold it, Dan. I'm the glue. Well, that's true. But what I actually say is that, well, an anchor simply is an advocate for the audience. I'm an advocate for the audience. I ask the tough questions. I ask the questions that you're thinking about, but no one dares to ask. I ask them for you. And it's simply playing that role. I'm very clear. In 20 years of journalism, those of us who have practiced and preached and held up the torch of journalism for this long, this is what we know to be true, is that we are in public service to our audience.
Awesome. It's very incredible. So at the end, you know, I always like to ask people, you know, personal questions about themselves, so people get to know, you know, the founders, you know, of these different projects a little bit more. And so one of the first questions I got to ask you is, what's the toughest question you've ever had to ask somebody in an interview?
I've asked so many tough questions.
Well, you can have one that just kind of sticks out in your mind. It's like, oh man, that guy cried. He peed his pants. You know, something, you know, he quit his job after this.
I chased people down with cameras, man, Beatles. Come on. I asked the tough questions. It's too long to list. But if it makes you squirm, that tells the audience something, right? I mean, look, my job is not necessarily to put anybody in the hot seat. The fact that I'm asking the tough questions gives the person on the other end of that microphone or camera the opportunity to be understood. I'm doing them a service. You know, people might have, you know, they might be thinking something of you and they never ask you about it. And you never get the opportunity to defend yourself. This is a two-way street. I'm always going to be fair. I will always ask those tough questions. And to give somebody an opportunity to defend themselves, defend their project, defend their thinking, you know, that is also a service. So it's not necessarily a gotcha moment, because if it's that, then that's a gimmick. For me, it's always understanding it a little bit better. And if you can explain, then that's extraordinary. And then you will have enlightened all of us. But if you can't explain, then you will have entrenched the belief and thinking that is out there. Either way, I'm just the person asking the questions.
I love it. No, that's great. No, because you're doing a service to the viewers, right? The audience that have those questions in their mind. You basically are a voice for them. You get to ask the tough questions, but it's still fun to see when you call somebody on their BS and you see them run for the door. So, anyway.
But I do it so nicely.
Yeah. I love it. And then, so like, what is like maybe a book that you read growing up? I mean, that's just something that shaped your life that you think is just super important that you think others, you know, should read, you know, for themselves as well.
I'm going to give a shout out to a beautiful mentor of mine. Can I do that?
Of course. If it's a book of value, of course.
I didn't read it growing up because he wrote it in the past 10 years, but it's on my nightstand and it's called Vocal Awareness, Vocal Leadership. And in fact, it really helped shape me a lot, because I realized that voice not only empowers yourself, it can empower those around you. So this is written by Arthur Joseph. He is a vocal awareness coach. This is his discipline. This is his very specific, proprietary, but he shares it with the world. I am humbly his student, because if I were to tell you the name of all the students that he's worked with, including some of the top actors and Hall of Famers in the NFL that you can imagine, he works with them, and he also is a beautiful supporter of journalists. So I would, that I think should be read by everyone. He really breaks down the discipline, and isn't that what life is about? It's about discipline. It's also about conviction. It is also about belief in self. I don't think that I would be talking to you today as CEO, founder, editor-in-chief of Forecast News without that guidance. Because once upon a time, I really let other people define and tell my own story. That's why you hear this passion and intensity, because I don't want that for others. It is that powerful. And I believe that blockchain technology empowers all of us to do that. And I'll share one more thing with you. For all the mothers out there and all the men who support the women in your community, in your home, in your corporate workplace, I'm a mother of a young boy. He's 2 years old. And Forecast News would not exist without him. He shook me out of my matrix. But it also wouldn't have existed without him, without a promise that I made to him when he was born, that I wanted to remain relevant to him and I wanted to help shape his future. The only way I know how to do that is story and journalism. So that's simply a contribution that I'm making. But for the male allies out there in the blockchain community, in the corporate community, recognize that to empower oneself is to empower others. So look, we are an incredible force of nature together. This is the 21st century. Technology will scale all of us. It behooves all of us to have a common culture of empathy, compassion, and leadership. So I also want to share that as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's, you know, with women in blockchain, it's incredible, because there are so many smart women out there, and blockchain is still, believe it or not, you know, kind of young. People like to say it's 10 years old. I say, no, it's more like 2 years old. And it's kind of like your kid there, right? And so, you know, it's incredible that people like you are coming into the space. I just hope tons and tons more come, because you offer so much value and it's such a different perspective. And, you know, like with companies that I own, I have women run them because they're smarter than me. You know, they're smarter than me. You know,
I'm good at certain things. I know they're a lot better at a lot of other things, and they're incredible. So I think, you know, just kudos to you for what you're doing in the space, for what you're bringing, forecast news, all that kind of cool stuff. We need a whole bunch more of you in here, because it's way too many dudes. So bring your friends for sure.
Well, listen, you know who I'm bringing? I'm bringing the corporate world. I'm bringing mainstream audience. I'm bringing mainstream decision makers. And it really is simply telling the powerful story of technology. And Forecast News provides the context, provides the knowledge, provides the background of understanding, and support us. And we really appreciate your support, Beatles. We appreciate the support of your entire audience. Come find us. We are doing the hard work of helping people understand the incredible potential that is blockchain technology, and, you know, and bringing a new level of quality to this space that, if I can be in service to all of us here, that's what we're doing at Forecast News. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, I sure appreciate you coming on, telling us all about yourself, you know, what you're doing at Forecast. Super impressive. So we'll make sure to get the links out there for people so they can find you. God bless you. And we'll catch you on the next one.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Big thanks to Angie. Really appreciate you coming on the show, telling us your story, telling us all the cool stuff that you're doing, all the stuff that you've done. It's pretty awesome stuff. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you, and we'll catch you on the next one.